This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 12 demonstrators have won their civil lawsuit against the Denver Police Department, whose officers used violent crowd control tactics during protests in 2020. A jury has awarded the group more than $13 million in damages for injuries caused by the police. CPR's Matt Bloom reports from outside the Denver courthouse.
Plaintiffs sobbed and hugged and cheered outside the courtroom after the verdict was read. This is the first time that a jury has found the city liable for officers' actions during the protests, and certainly the largest payout to date for officers' actions, which included shooting peaceful protesters with pepper balls. The judge could still issue an order in the coming weeks that requires the department to change the way it responds to future protests.
And we'll be following this story as it develops. Colorado must submit a new proposal in order to grant an air pollution permit for the Suncor oil refinery in Commerce City. That's after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency rejected the latest proposal. A regional administrator says that permit for the State Department of Public Health and Environment does not meet requirements of the Clean Air Act. The EPA points to three flaring sources in the refinery that do not have adequate monitoring, as well as environmental justice concerns for the surrounding neighborhoods. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains announced it's received its largest single donation ever on Wednesday, $20 million from the philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon owner Jeff Bezos. The donation came the same day Colorado State Senate passed a bill that would ensure the right to an abortion is state law. In Denver, it's 59 degrees. In Boulder, it's 62. This is CPR News.